Rick Emerson Show. What is that?
Your microphone?
It smells like sauerkraut.
No, it smells like balsamic vinegar.
All right.
Nate makes this really awesome pasta salad that I'm eating. Sorry, it's kind of stinky, but it's really good.
It's 503-733-2970. Let's see, I'm reading the... Everybody now is emailing their own personal sex offender registry stories. Good Lord. It's 503-733-2970. Rick, congratulations on your 15th week back on the air. You should have a small celebratory mini-anniversary on the 13th of every month. You could recap that with high points of the past month and welcome another new exciting month of employment. Let's see. Just a thought. Love your listener parties. It's Gary in Gresham. Let's see. I've got all of these emails here about the blah da blah da blah, and so forth. I'm going to wake up with Whoopi. All right. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You want to email? You can do it. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. This is. I shouldn't read these emails. I made this.
Are you going to read that one?
I made this observation earlier when we had a woman of Italian descent call into the show, and I was noting that we should just have a token member of every culture and ethnicity on this program so that we can observe that many of our best friends or whatever. This is from a man. His last name is Rodriguez. It's my Trebek there. The correct answer is Rodriguez. He says, and I'm quoting now from the email. This is a Puerto Rican man who has emailed this to me. Rick, this email says, can I be your token Puerto Rican? I will put your car up on blocks. Signed, da-da-da-da, Rodriguez. End quote.
One big fiesta.
Let's welcome
now.
I should have played. Now this is the.
I'm huge.
No, I got nothing. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Scott Daly joining us now from what? Scott Daly
look
from.
At, that was your mistake.
I was trying to find the Starbucks song. Uh-huh. I can't find the.
Shame you can't.
Oh, I got that
again.
Scott Daly, how are you?
I will never, ever wake up with Whoopi.
Okay.
Never.
Thank you. It is going to be. It's a new and exhilarating program. It's going to be sweeping the nation.
Is it going to be sweeping this market?
No. Who knows? Who can? I can't even. I have no way of knowing. It's impossible to. It's I would say no, but there's all kinds of programs that I never thought would be back on the air. that are apparently here again. So you know what are you going to do?
Who knows?
What are you going to do? All right. It is 12 after 2. So Scott Daly joining us now from FilmFeverRadio.com. All right. So. Here's what we got. So we got Scott Daly here. We should take this opportunity to mention that we will be here live all next week because Rick Emerson cares, etc. We've also got one more pair of metal tickets we got to get it given away sometime. I don't know, probably the next 20, 25 minutes. So we'll do that. And you have not only a review of Superman Returns, but you have a Superman item to be giving away.
I do indeed. On last week's episode of Film Fever Radio, we had our first guest, Pete Woods, who is the current illustrator, the inker, and the penciler for the Superman books out right now, the only Superman books that DC is putting out. And I've got the first issue of second printing on my, because the first printing sold out. So second printing of the first issue of the Superman book from DC, autographed by Pete Woods. And I thought I'd bring it in to give it away to someone in the listening audience, wants it. So how do we do that?
All right, so we'll figure out a way to do that as well.
I come bearing gifts.
Is that really just gift?
Okay, gift.
For come bearing
well,
gift.
And myself, I'm the other gift.
Speaking of...
the audience.
Okay. speaking of gifts, I should give these to Sarah. I was given Susan Reynolds in the marketing department at CBS Radio. This, I don't even know where this is. This Club Aura?
Oh, I've been there. It's all
it's
fancy.
A great club.
It is.
It's great. Mm-hmm. It's a neat club.
All right. You just don't seem like the clubbing type.
I'm just telling you.
Is that a new earring?
It is, actually.
It looks like a pirate.
Okay.
It is. Yes,
and you've got kind of a flowy, white, linen-y shirt to go with it, too.
Okay. It's summery.
Are you sidelining as a buccaneer when you're not at Wells Fargo? Does your bank know that you're becoming a pirate? Did you clear this with the HR woman?
It's part of the pirating at work program.
The bring your pirate to work day? Okay.
Or it's a great club. Yes.
I didn't think you could wear just one earring anymore. I thought it was like
my friend Tuggy wears one earring. He can pull it off.
He's a big, Tuggy's a big burly guy, though.
He is.
I think you can do that if you're a big burly. I thought the rule now was that you had to wear no earrings or two, you know, an earring in each ear. Unless you were the gay.
Should I go get my other ear pierced then?
It doesn't matter to me. I'm just saying. Because we were all in grade school, there was this whole thing about which ear are you going to wear it in? Yeah. But now I thought it was a thing where, like, you had both ears pierced. That's how the kids did it now.
Any of my guy friends, I'll have both of them.
You should get both ears pierced. It looks a little more balanced.
You should get them stretched a little.
No.
Yeah, do that thing.
I'm not
just
doing that.
Yeah, just wear like a huge cork inside of there. That looks really great.
Just a little bit. I think it would look good.
Really? Were you talking about when they put the nickel in there?
No,
or
not even. I had mine stretched. You can get really, really small ones.
But why?
Why?
It looks
weird.
Better than a big silver hoop. Sorry,
well,
thank
you, Sarah.
Oh.
You're not talking about one of those things where the kids get their lobe all weirdly elongated.
Are you talking like a big black circle or something that's like flush with the
those
lobe?
Those look weird, man.
No, but they have tiny ones that are like smaller than the size of like an eraser.
Oh, well, those are okay, though.
Yeah, see, that's
if you're a girl, that's okay. If you're a guy.
Yeah. On guys, those look good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But not the freaky, like, stretched out.
No, that's the patchouli kinds that I always see on Hawthorne, where they've got the huge, and it's like literally, it's like the size of like a coaster, you know, and it's like in their earlobe.
Are you talking about the earring itself or the size of the hole?
The earring itself.
Oh, the earring itself.
Oh, a big earring. Okay. I thought you were talking about the thing where you actually stretched out your earlobe.
Well, either that or.
You don't want to do that. That looks just bizarre.
I think the hoop looks okay. I think two would probably look good too.
If you start wearing the stretchy thing, then it's like you got to get a plate put in your lip too.
No, I stretched mine and then they shrink back.
You start wearing a lot of rings on your neck as well.
Start clicking when you talk.
Start worshiping a small white stone. Praying to a chicken every night. Anyway, I'm just saying. Why not go all the way with it? Moving on, getting back on the point, or on task, as my history teacher used to say.
I could be your tribal representative.
This seems like we're heading down an improper and dangerous road.
We're already down there, my friend.
I have here a pair of tickets to the Aura Bacardi Grand Melon launch party. This is brought to you by Show Shot Productions. That I will not be using these.
What is it?
Because here's how you can. They are. There's apparently these are exclusive. This is they get you into a VIP room.
VIP equal free alcohol.
Presumably, it is to launch some new Bacardi thing. But it's some sort of private party, and there's a private. Here's how you can tell that this is not a thing I should be going to.
Well, it's at Aura, first of all.
It's somewhere that's not in my house. Yes, it's out of my living room. It's a place where I would have to talk to other humans and try to engage in social intercourse with other people. Live performance by platinum recording artist Lil Rob. Also featuring DJ E-Man, as heard on Power 106 in Los Angeles.
Well, that's a great selling
plus
point
featuring
for the world audience.
Mixologist Rokan. I don't understand how to pronounce any of these names.
How is this a gift?
I don't know, because I have to get you loaded while you're there, I think. You can live out all your entourage fantasies. So there you go, Sarah. Have a good time. There you go.
Thanks, Rick.
Enjoy the performance by Lil Rob.
Ooh.
There you go.
It admits me to the Melon VIP room.
But note on the back, by the way, that it says you are to... Do you see that phrase in the back where it says, dress to the melon?
Dress to the melon? What does that mean?
I swear to God, that's what it says.
It's a mind wanderer, what that possibly could mean. I got many suggestions.
The four guys who live within a square mile of my home probably have some suggestions about that, too. I hope you dress to the melon. What did that one say? I'm going to view you from a distance and assess your vulnerabilities. That's going to be my new MySpace phrase. I'm going to view you from a distance and assess your vulnerabilities. I should totally take one of those guys' pics and make it my MySpace picture.
Okay, that's just wrong.
That's creepy.
It's like it's not creepy enough already.
Hey, as the parents, I'm glad that thing is up there. I've got to say that.
I just prefer not knowing. I don't want to know that there's like 50 guys within a mile of my house who are sitting at home with a bone saw waiting for me to fall asleep. It's just freaky, man. I don't want to know about it.
None of them want you, Rick. You're too old.
Oh.
I'm serious.
She's
all
right.
Of them were young. They're sex offenders.
That's true. As long as I'm not walking around the house in a Cub Scout uniform, I guess I'm going to be okay.
Or walking your dog in a Cub Scout uniform. Walking your poodle, Cub Scout uniform, you, Never mind.
That doesn't make any sense, even.
Well, that's the point.
Okay.
I get it.
You had one four doors down from you?
Yeah.
Is it tempting just to go down? Not that you should do this. Is it tempting just to go down and work him over? No. Give him like a preemptive sort of vent. That's for anything you were thinking about doing. Just a boot in the ribs.
Very tempting.
Because it gives their addresses, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's very tempting. And
you know there's going to be a killing. Yeah. I'm not encouraging. It's wrong to take... Look, as Doug Llewellyn once said, don't take the law into your own hands. So it is wrong, and we do not advocate, promote, condone, endorse, or encourage any sort of vigilante-type behavior. That would be wrong, and that's best left to the devices of Bruce Wayne.
Let me just say this. Our daily walk routes are changing tonight.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, we ain't gonna be walking by that guy's house.
Hell no.
No, because, yeah. So, I mean, you know that this is going to lead to somebody just going and you know, just cutting out the middleman. Skipping to the bottom of the page.
Take care of everything. Seriously. One fell swoop. That's all you need.
Doing a little neighborhood Martinizing is what that is. A little stain removal on your neighborhood.
That's fantastic.
It's not fantastic and it's wrong. And I'm not suggesting that anybody do that. All right. Hey, Scotty, it's time to spot the fake metal lyrics here. So let's take a break. What we're going to do is we're going to take caller number 5. We will now take caller number 5. This is our final installment of Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. Caller number 5 right now at 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We have tickets to Off Fest, which is happening tonight at the Roseland. That show starts early. It starts at like 5, but you know what? It goes to like midnight. I was looking. There's like 8-9 different bands playing. We will take caller number 5 right now. Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics at 503-733-2970. Stay there. The Rick Emerson Show continues next with Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show live on Friday. It's AM 970 Solid State Radio. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. It's Friday. Don't forget we're here live next week, including 4th of July. We'll be doing our annual Christmas in July show featuring Behind the Christmas, an original radio play written performed by the members of the Rick Emerson Show. Dun, 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 dun. Rick, I saw the news story about this sex offender registry the other night, and the story was very specific about the fact that these people are those deemed highly likely to reoffend. What I don't understand is why we need a registry to know where these guys are. We should all know where they are. They're supposed to be in goddamn prison. Why are they in our neighborhoods? This is messed up. Most likely to reoffend. What the hell? Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That makes me feel a hell of a lot better.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, man, again, I'm not saying this is a good thing, but it's only a matter of time till some dad, you know, some dad gets tired of some guy looking at his kid a little too long in the playground and takes matters into his own hands.
I would be lying if I said the thought did not cross my mind, especially when I saw that guy live 4 houses down from me.
It's okay, I'll cover it for you. I will swear to God that you and I were at the movies together.
Perfect.
I will produce 2 ticket stubs that verify that fact.
Fantastic. Were you sharing popcorn?
What?
They'll ask those questions.
Okay. Moving on.
I'm totally going to have movie popcorn today.
Me too. I'm taking my wife to see Superman tonight.
Ah!
I don't know what we're doing. Hey, this email says, Rick, listen to this. Rick, can I be your token gay? I will do anything you want. Sure, go ahead.
You could be his alibi.
I got a car that needs waxing. No, I mean my actual car. My actual car really needs that. I will not be seeing that. Here's the thing. Sarah, by the way, asked me to see The Devil Wears Prada with her. She came in this morning. She's like, so you want to go see Devil Wears Prada? And here's...
And you totally would if not for this fact.
I can see you and Sarah seeing that, actually.
He totally wanted to, he would have gone with me.
No, I would not. Well, no, it's not that I'm opposed to seeing a movie with you, because we've done that before. Haven't we gone to see them before?
I think we've seen a movie together.
Didn't we go to see something?
We saw something at the Baghdad together.
What did we see? Oh, it was I Heart Huckabees.
Yes.
We saw that, but it wasn't just you and me. It was you and me and somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Like some other chick. Like Delaney or somebody was there.
I don't remember.
Whatever. Anyway, but here's the thing is my wife already asked me to go, and I said no. And it's like, I can't say no. Like, no, Laura, I will not, and then go with you, because she would cut my head off and kick it down a hill.
No.
She would set my ribcage on fire from the inside.
Why?
Why do you think?
Sarah, that's not a good idea.
No, you know that I can't do that.
No.
Baby, you know. You know Rick loves you.
Like we've run into trouble in the past.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that it's not that I'm opposed to seeing a movie or whatever.
Can I just say I had a very odd dream about you two last night?
No.
Why would you say that?
No.
Just
be gross.
No, don't be hideous. What do you mean don't be gross?
It wasn't gross.
It was beautiful.
It wasn't gross. There was nothing actually happening. It was just weird. Okay. I can't remember the circumstance, situation.
Talking, Rick.
It was just weird.
Is this like, the one where Sarah's covered in feta? What do you mean make him stop talking about it? All right.
Are you all offended now? You won't go to the movie with me.
You both are a little red.
I'm kind of grossed out.
You guys kind of got...
Sarah and I have a very warm sibling-like relationship.
No, but we've also had to deal with rumors. Everyone thinks that we have some...
Everybody thinks there's sexual tension.
It was a dream filled with a lot of sexual tension.
Thank
it was
you.
Very strange.
Thanks. That'll help things. Thank you. I appreciate that. How do you feel about being the Dave and Maddie of the radio? Not true. Not ever been true. It's not the case. Sarah's a very sweet girl. Great personality.
It's only because you got that regular.
I'm fat and unattractive.
I didn't want to put it that way. It's you're a great gal. Any guy would be lucky to have you.
You're a lot of fun.
It's not you, baby. It's me. No. It's really just that I'm hideous and covered in fur. All right. What are we doing
here?
You're
so weird.
All right. It's time to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. Who's ready for that? Who wants to play some fake metal? Let's see. Hold on. Where we go? Let me get the music ready here.
What's the prize, Rick?
The prize is a pair of tickets to see Off Fest at the Roseland I'm pointing at it and looking at you. And what?
An autographed copy of the first Superman book, autographed by the penciler and inker Pete Woods.
All right. So there. Pete Woods, really?
Pete Woods.
Okay. Yes. Genius. Okay. I've lost my metal lyrics. Where did I put them?
While you're looking.
Meanwhile, this is just rolling on.
Have you heard the new Mindcrime album?
I did.
Is it any good?
I can't talk about it, though, because it makes Metal Chris all angry.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Dusty, hello. How are you?
Good.
All right. Are we okay? And we've got another guy ready to play. If you lose here, so you can't screw it up. Are you ready to play Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics?
Bring the metal. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. On the line here, a pair of tickets to see Hatebreed, Norma Jean, Unearthed, and like 40 other bands tonight at the Roseland as part of Off Fest. Also, signed Superman comic. Blah blah blah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. One of these sets of lyrics will be real. One is fake.
Okay.
And blah, blah, blah. All right. Pay no attention to the order in which I read them, the cadence, the melody, none of that. Here we go. Set of lyrics, the first.
Rock.
Here we go. You hear the pounding of their hooves like thunder in the sky. This thunder, we're called to you. Look, hey. Like a magic wind of doom. Like a firewall of death. Don't look down. This is your test. Are you frightened or are you brave? Don't be afraid. It's not your grave. He summons now the warriors of the night. Feel the burning touch of Odin. All right, there you go.
This is where we would need a studio webcam. Because just watching you do that was hilarious.
That's the first time.
That was sweet.
That was pretty sweet.
Okay, thank you. Okay, here we go. Here's a set of lyrics, the second.
Okay.
All right. I took a cab. I took a jet. I took a bus to the game. Lost control. Went off the road. Ran into a screaming steam train. Wow! I'm not done yet, hold. I took the steam train to purgatory, traveling the tracks close to hell. Took the steam train to purgatory forever. I ride these rails. All right, there you go.
Wow. You know.
Really, what else can
you
say?
Know, you know
let me stop shaking my head.
Dusty, even if you lose, we all win.
Right.
Okay, The question is, which set of lyrics was fake there?
I think the fake lyrics was the first one.
No!
Oh, you are wrong!
Wrong. The first lyrics. Scotty J is like pumping his fist.
Did you say Odin, though, in that first one?
Yeah, the first
one. What is that?
It's a band called Wizard. The song is called Warriors of the Night.
I thought the Odin thing was a total dead giveaway.
Lyrics are, he summons now the Warriors of the Night, feel the burning touch of Odin.
Who really used Odin?
Wizard, in their hit song, Warriors of the Night.
Oh, come on.
Now, the song that you were fooled by that you thought was real was written by Scotty J, and that song is called Steam Train to Purgatory.
I thought it was so out of control that it had to have been it.
You, sir, have brought shame on your whole family.
Twice a loser.
Thank you, Dusty. Bye now. All right. Let's try one more here.
That was fantastic.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Chad. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. On the line here, a pair of tickets to see Hatebreed, Norma Jean, and Unearthed tonight at the Roseland, as well as an autographed Superman comic, courtesy of FilmFeverRadio.com. Scotty is so excited, he's walked into the studio to see if he can fool somebody else. It's a powerful feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready, Chad?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, you will hear two sets of metal lyrics. I think somebody else should perform a set of metal lyrics. I'm tired of being a guy.
Scotty,
you want to sing some metal lyrics?
No, not today.
Not fine. All right. Okay, you ready, Chad?
All right.
All right, here we go. All right, just going to read two songs here. One is real. One is not. Okay, here we go. All right. It's surprising I choked through another day. Always coming, choking me until I'm awake. Make any sense? Suicidal beliefs in front of me. It's something. Is there no way this is for only me? This don't even make any sense. I want to end it all. Leave it all behind. You never see me again. Don't try to stop me, cause I know you don't believe. Covered up to my head in kerosene. Light it off. And I will let my sorrow burn. All right, there you go. That's the first set of lyrics. All right,
my ears are bleeding.
Here's the second set. This is the best show ever. All right, here we go. It's just a matter of time till this contest is stolen too. And that's the only good news about this contest is later you'll be able to hear it in like full FM quality. All right, here we go. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that out loud?
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Here's the second set of lyrics. Wait, let me back this up here.
I like your stance.
I'm posing in the middle. I'm raising my goblet of rock. Here we go. I was high in the ranks, taking many a man. Now the feds have caught on to my game. Being the boss, take a toll on me. No way I would ever be the same. Some innocent man and many a thief, they die by the snap of my hand. You won't take me, you won't get me. I'll never run free. Close the garage door, start the car, into all my misery. All right, there you go.
All right, we need a webcam for two things. One, for watching you perform, and two, Sarah's face as she's looking at you like you've...
She went to college to get this job. Fool. All right, sir, which set of lyrics there is the fake set?
I'm feeling pretty confident the first set of lyrics.
No! Scotty J is coming again. Scotty, come here. Hold on. Scotty, how does it feel to have fooled like 80 people?
It's unbelievable. I should publish these songs for real.
No, the name of that song that you thought was real is pronounced, and this is short for Chicago, I believe, The Night the Lights Went Out in Cago. That's by Scotty J there. The song that you thought was fake, I swear to God, is a real song called, the band is called Kitchen Knife Conspiracy. The song is called, I swear to you, this is the name of the song. It is a real metal song. It is called, I'm Having an Emotional Eclipse and Now I'm Going to Light Myself on Fire. Oh, all right, there you go, sir. Thank you. Rick. Thank you, Chad. All right, you win nothing.
Okay.
Tickets are going to go to waste. No one's
You know
gonna...
what? I would have chosen the first one, too. Those lyrics Scott, are you, ridiculous.
Scott Dell, are you a big Hatebreed fan? Want to go see Hatebreed? Yeah, Hatebreed, anybody?
Let's go.
Sarah?
I'm sorry. I'm going to see Lil Jon.
No, Lil Rob.
Lil Rob.
I'll call the missus tonight. Sorry, I have no Superman. I got to go see Hatebreed.
Maybe we can get like a Lil Rob Hatebreed. Maybe like be Hatebreed featuring Lil Rob. We can try to get them together tonight.
Only if they dress to the melon.
You should try to get all... Try to get all the Lil Rob fans and marching one way down the street, and I'll get all the Hatebreed fans marching the other way, and then we'll have a news story for tomorrow, too. So there you go.
Roseland's just down the street from Aura.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
You know, just cross paths.
We can try,
and
to
there
get
you go.
Try to get them together. I got nothing. I got no more. People are asking another chance. I got no more lyrics.
That's fantastic.
I have nothing. All right.
Nothing!
We also haven't had a chance to talk about the top five. We haven't had a chance to talk about the mystery sound, which not everybody.
Wait, why are we talking about it?
Because there is this whole, there's a series of people have alleged that there were, that people got on, I got a bunch of emails from people saying, hey, somebody got on the air and guessed cable
box.
Those
are the same people who think that it's still the spinner from the Game of Life.
It's not. No, there was... It is flatly untrue.
And we have Superman to talk about,
that
too.
That anyone got on the air and guessed cable box. No one got on the air. And now, I will say, there was one guy, I think only one, though, that guessed cable box via email, but it was after the first guy already had. Now, we hadn't announced that, so they have no way of knowing. But there was a guy that guessed it via email, but, you know, somebody had beaten him to it. So, but no one got on the air with the cable box guess. So, all right, Scott Daly, let's talk about Superman.
Yes, that's a great idea.
I know that you feel like maybe you haven't gotten your full studio time today, but you were here for the metal lyrics,
dude. I'm having fun, man.
You were here for the Fist of Odin setting myself on fire or whatever the hell.
Pouring myself with kerosene. That's beautiful.
I swear to God, the song is called I'm Having an Emotional Eclipse and Now I'm Going to Light Myself on Fire.
I'm going to iTunes when I leave the studio.
I'm gonna put Kitchen Knife Conspiracy in my top eight.
I'll bet you that.
Right next to the Devil Wears. Sarah's adding the Devil Wears Prada to her MySpace friends.
I don't know. I was going to, but I don't want to jump the gun because I feel like that will make it a bad movie.
Okay.
I'm a little super.
It looks really good.
I think it's already done,
it
Sarah Dillon.
I don't say that. I haven't. Have you heard anything about it?
Yeah, it's getting mediocre reviews.
Well, you know, but it doesn't matter.
Really
the book was sort of, as I understand it, sort of dumb but fun.
And that's why
it was an easy read.
That's why they rushed it out. It's
chick-lit. What are you
going to
do? Hey, you know, chick-lit, you know, those movies, that's like the female equivalent of an action movie.
Yeah, totally.
You know, they're mindless fun. I'm not going to knock them. I mean, it's not something for me, but it's not meant for me anyway.
Speaking of mindless fun, did you see the teaser trailer for Michael Bay's Transformers?
Yeah. Boy, that just looks terrible.
Yeah, it
looks awful. You know what looks great, though, is Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
Teaser was great.
That looks fantastic.
And I got to say, the trailer for Dead Man's Chest, Pirates of the Caribbean 2, looks really good.
The trailer looks good.
Now, Aaron saw it, though, yesterday.
Yeah, Aaron saw it, and I'm not going to give away what Aaron said about it, but Aaron saw it.
Well, wait, now, when will it be given away?
Next week's episode of Film Fever Radio.
Oh, you bastard.
Because it opens next Friday.
Fine, okay.
So...
All right.
Got a tease.
Well, so what are your thoughts, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com, on Superman?
Superman Returns, I loved it. I had a great time.
All right.
I really did, because it brought me back to, you know, I felt like I was 8 years old again, seeing Superman in the movie theater for the first time. You know, the using of John Williams' score, a lot of references to the first film, some to the second film, and there's tons of DC World references thrown in the film, and they really did a good job of staying true to the fans. They could have easily just done their own thing and started fresh, but they didn't. They continued where the fans of Superman left off, and that was the end of Superman.
I will say, Aaron pointed, this is not a spoiler because we are spoiler free here, but if you'll note, there's the cute little kid in the film. If you'll note, at one point he's wearing Aquaman pajamas.
Yes,
which is genius.
It's outstanding.
Yeah.
It's outstanding. I will say this on this week's episode of Film Fever Radio,
Where can they find that?
At filmfeverradio.com. We normally don't like to do spoilers, but the whole episode is about Superman, so we give away all kinds of spoilers. So before you listen to Film Fever Radio, be sure you see the film first. Just warning you now. But you know, I thought Kevin Spacey was a fantastic Lex Luthor. I loved watching him on screen. I thought Brandon Routh was really good as Superman. The only problem I really had was Kate Bosworth.
See, that's what I said too. You know, I should say first and foremost, I didn't think the film was that great. I thought it was good.
Okay.
Didn't like as much as everybody else. I thought everybody was really strong. Brandon Routh, great Superman. Mm-hmm. Kevin Spacey, great Lex Luthor.
Frank Langella as
Frank
Perry
Langella's
White.
Perry White is great. Kate Bosworth, though, just is so... She's like Blandy McBlandbland.
Okay,
there's nothing there.
Here's my thing. I didn't like Kate Bosworth. Never was a real big fan of Margot Kidder in the films.
Oh, yeah, I love her.
So I'm kind of wondering if it's Lois Lane I don't like.
Should have been Jennifer Connelly. But she can't now because she did the Hulk. She's screwed.
But James Marsden is in this film, and he plays Cyclops in X-Men.
That's true. Boy, that guy always gets the short end of the stick in every film.
Yeah, he does.
And I'm not going to give any spoilers, but when you see this movie, you will know what I'm talking about. Yeah. At the end of the film, that James Marsden character, he just gets the shaft. Know what I mean, too, when you see
it.
You're just going to be walking in there going, damn, man.
Yeah.
So that guy needs a little like us 101.
It's kind of like Jared Leto in David Fincher films. You know,
totally.
Always gets messed up.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, I really enjoy. I got to tell you, as soon as the music started and the old school credits came rushing by, I got chills. I was happy. I was excited. When Superman saved the plane, it was outstanding. I had a blast. I'm seeing it again tonight. Taking my wife to see it, and I got to see it in the lovely town of Medford.
I saw it at
that was exciting.
Stupid.
That was.
I saw it at Cinetopia, which is fantastic.
I want to see it at HD.
That is the best. This is not a paid plug,
no,
by the way. I'm just saying, Cinetopia.
It's a fantastic theater.
I have never seen a picture that good in my life. I have never been in a theater that fantastic.
HD,
and it's in Vancouver,
friend.
Where you expect almost nothing.
Yeah.
You expect the floors to be made out of dirt and the people to be missing all their hair.
Peanut shells in the floor.
Seriously. You expect there to be hoedown music playing in the background. That is a fantastic
cinema. And, you know, I saw the 10 o'clock showing Tuesday night. I was going to go with you guys, but I ended up had to be in Medford for a few days. And so I called Aaron like at 8:30 saying, are you guys in line yet? He goes, yeah, we're in line. So I thought, well, I better go to the theater here and get in line too. And God, walked to the box office like 8:40. So where's
like
the line?
No one.
Just go sit down. Oh, all right.
Do we have one more break here?
Yeah.
How long?
It's very short.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And then can we have a couple minutes at the top if we had to?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's become our new, since we found out we could go a couple minutes late at the top, that's just become the de facto end time.
I want to know what you didn't like about it.
Well, let's talk about it on the other side.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We're here with Scott Dowley from Film Fever Radio. We'll come back. We'll do a little bit of news of Tim Riley as we head into the weekend. Don't forget, we're here live all next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, including our annual Christmas in July show on Tuesday, featuring Behind the Christmas, etc. Sorry, stay there. Be back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio. Oh, hello. Are you putting a gun in your mouth?
No, you've got to try this gum.
I wish I was so easily amused by everything. Sarah's just doing cartwheels. This gum is fantastic.
It's the best gum I've ever tasted. Okay, don't. Yeah.
I'm on drugs.
It's like vanilla and mint at the same time.
It's like a party in your mouth.
I'm kind of nervous. I asked the Devil Wears Prada to be my friend. I don't know if they'll accept.
What if they reject you? Sarah,
what if that's their whole advertising
Sarah
campaign?
Removed somebody, and we'll not give any details about it, but Sarah removed somebody from our friends list this morning. Someone displeased her in a fashion that we won't...
You know, it was very inappropriate.
It was very inappropriate. I'm just saying, Sarah rules over with the fist of an angry god is what rules over our MySpace friends. You know, it's like, denied! Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim Roth. I'm trying to catch you off guard there.
From higher down to the bottom of the coin tower, downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the CBS Newsbeat Tim Riley reporting. Dora Jones expresses why she was surprised that Rosie O'Donnell made public comments about her weight.
Rosie and I had always been friends. I'd liked her. She'd asked me to participate in some of her charity events. So I was really taken aback when just 2 weeks prior to me being told my contract wasn't being renewed, she went on a very public attack of me and my family.
Okay, what I prefer a loud, shrieky, harpy Star Jones over this like weird, breathy sex kitten Star Jones, because that's just disturbing.
I know.
I don't want to hear Star Jones trying to be all a seductress. That's like hearing Ernest Borgnine trying to get your kids into bed.
John McKay will outline what happens as a result of yesterday's court hearing on Guantanamo Bay.
I think the court has given clear guidance, not only that the Congress has to be involved in how these cases are adjudicated, but also some of the parameters. The Uniform Code of Military Justice is probably the basis upon which these tribunals can be conducted.
Inside a terrarium. All right.
Fuse TV will celebrate Independence Day by airing indie band theme programming this weekend. The music channel will feature the new documentary, Bastards of Young, about the do-it-yourself underground rock and roll punk scene. Here's the producer.
You don't have to have a record deal, and you don't have to have financial backing to play your music and have it heard by lots of other people through basement shows
or the internet.
Or just word of mouth from your friends.
Whatever. You know, it's named after the documentary. What's it called?
Bastards of Young.
Yeah, it's named after...
Bastards of Young.
It's named after a replacement song, so you know it's going to be tedious and pretentious. Don't watch it.
Barbecuing tips. Chef Chris Schlesinger gives tips on how to keep that grill clean.
We recommend that you use a wire metal brush. And I don't necessarily clean my grill after I've grilled. But when I'm starting to grill again, I'll put my grill down while the charcoal is
getting
hot.
And then
I'll use the stiff wire brush to get all
Celine
the crusty
stuff
off.
All right.
When I start to grill again. That's it for now.
Hey, Sarah brought me some gum. Is this the best gum you've ever had?
It is.
Wait, let me see if it's a flavor explosion in my mouth. Let me see if it's a,
it was the last piece too.
A veritable onslaught of, hold on.
Isn't it good?
That's pretty tasty. Bye, Tim.
See ya.
Fantastic. We're Harris. Hi, Dolly. I'm filming for the radio.
It is an explosion, isn't it?
It really is. Likers coming out at 3. And Don and Mike at 7. Wayne, what are we doing here? All right, this is Mike. Mike, hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
You want to win these metal tickets?
I do, bro. Get a load of this. Me and my old lady of 4.5 years split up 2 days ago. I got a paycheck in my pocket. I'm trying to get things done tonight.
Well, dude.
Oh, good God.
Well, you know, I got to tell you. So when did you split up?
2 nights ago.
So you're still feeling the seething, bitter anger.
Hey, you know, life goes on.
Hey.
Well, he does refer to her as his old lady.
Yeah.
So. Old lady.
So a hate breed show is maybe that's the best place for you, sir.
Hey, I'm trying to get things done.
That's what you said. All right. So here's the thing. I got a pair of tickets to Hate Breed, Unearth, Norma Jean, like 9 other bands at the Rose on the Night, and an autographed Superman comic. Since you no longer have a woman around, the Superman comic will fit right in. Here's what you got to do. You must, as Don Geronimo would say, and let me just tell you, by the way, I listened to Don and Mike for like 2 hours last night while I was drilling on the house doing some stuff. God damn, it's good. Okay, your tote board is falling. It's good to hear that show again. As he would say, please, you must now sing for me the lyrics to a power ballad of your choice to win these tickets. Go.
Oh, okay.
Power ballad, go, until we tell you to stop.
Power ballad. Man, you kissed me off guard. Okay, here we go. How about a little bit of... She got high of the blue sky, and if they're gonna break,
God.
I'll pray to the myself.
What is that? You turned into the famous mysterious actor there for a second.
I'm just dumbfounded.
You're dumb. Okay.
What about more than words? What about a little extreme?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about
don't forget to tap your guitar when you do it, though.
How about Every Rose Has Its Thorn? Go. Ooh.
Okay. Every rose has its...
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, did you get it?
No, I didn't get it.
All right, sir, are you still there?
I am, sorry.
All right, yeah, try not to say
I don't qualify.
You know what it is? I can feel the anger in your soul. We're going to give you those tickets. All right, there
okay,
you go.
Okay, have fun.
Now you're done.
Get it done.
Get her done. I don't care who you are. That's funny. Goddamn Leary, the cable guy.
That's for Steve in Vancouver.
Seriously. I don't care who you are. It's fine. Sometimes Leary, the cable guy, sounds like he's got a palsy. Like he can't even form the words correctly. It's a whole lot of... He's just sort of giving you the rubberized edges of the words. I don't care who you are. I'm funny. It's like one step away from Jame Gum.
Corky is a...
Speaking of gum, this is a pretty fantastic gum.
Thank you.
This whole show is just falling apart in the last 10 minutes. You know why? It's because we're heading into a holiday weekend.
It for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Or 3 minutes.
3 hours.
Okay, everybody here is drunk and high. Don't forget, we're going to be here... How long do we have here? Two?
The minute and 43 seconds.
All right. We're going to be here live next week, Monday and Tuesday, as well as the rest of the week, of course. Lucky us. And lucky you at home, because that's while everybody really else is giving you regurgitated crap and tedious so-called best-ofs, we'll be here doing our thing next week live, noon to 3, including the 4th of July, and we'll do our annual Christmas in July show featuring Behind the Christmas.
And we'll probably have some special guests on Mondays and Monday and Tuesday, too.
Special guests in studio, I would imagine. And so that's all coming up. Hey, tell us quickly about FilmFeverRadio.com.
FilmFeverRadio.com. This week's episode, Aaron and I geek out for 30 minutes all about Superman.
Fantastic.
Warning you now, it's full of spoilers. We talk about the film. We talk about the actors, plot lines. Lots and lots of spoilers, but we have a great time talking about it. So see the movie and then go home and download Film Fever Radio at FilmFeverRadio.com.
This email, this is from our token Puerto Rican, Rodriguez. He says, your new contest should be Guess the Gum. It's genius. Signed, your token Puerto Rican. And then he signs it, Rodriguez, out. All right, there you go. Don't forget, next week, Storm Large makes her debut on Rockstar Supernova.
Ooh, and they'll be playing it at Sabala's, I guess, on the big screen.
And we will talking about it, and we'll be talking about it with Storm Large as well, live on this program. So be listening for that. What else do we have here? Rick. Please to be giving me again the address for the sex offender registry. I need to know how much ammunition to buy. We'll be posting that on the website where you can also hear the mystery noise. You can see a picture of the cable box that created the mystery noise, and so forth.
Because I'm sure some people want to do is hear the mystery noise
over and over and over again. I'm going to wait for one of the rappers to sample it and put it in a recording. It's the new hip sound all the kids want. All right. The Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley, intern and all.